This is St. Louis Public Radio. For Melanie Barrier of St. Louis, music was a way to survive growing up in foster care. As an adult, Barrier is using music to change the lives of children who, like her, know what it's like to yearn for a stable home. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports that Barrier's organization, Music That Reclaims, helps kids overcome tumultuous environments.
Melanie Barrier entered the foster care system as a newborn. She lived in 20 foster homes before being adopted at age 10.
It's probably safe to say that my adverse child experience score, or my ACE score, was pretty much off the charts.
One of her lowest points came at 7, when the foster family she'd lived with for a year gave up on her. The couple put her on a plane back to a Florida group home by herself in the middle of the night.
Oh, I'd say it would be very similar to the feeling of drowning, just complete chaos and confusion.
What saved her, she says, is the music of the Carpenters and other 60s and 70s singers emanating from the transistor radio she took from one place to another.
Your parents kept changing, your siblings kept changing, your pets, your churches, your schools, everything changed every couple of months. But I had this little red radio, and that little red radio delivered the music, and that became my constant companion.
When Barrier was 9, an anonymous donor paid for her and a dozen other children in the group home to hear the rock band Firefall. She'll never forget going backstage to meet the musicians.
You're exposed to this, you know, these people who are famous, and you're just like, oh my gosh, there's a life out there after, you know, after foster care.
Now Barrier offers kids that same experience through her one-year-old program, Music That Reclaims. She's taken more than 100 St. Louis children and their families to musicals like The Muni's The Little Mermaid and The Lion King at the Fox Theater. Barrier has a special connection with Celtic musician Lorena McKennett. In St. Louis and all over the country, she's brought dozens of children to hear the singer, including 12-year-old Lily Cooley of West St. Louis County.
Hi.
Fossy, down.
Lily and her mom saw McKennett through the organization last year. Music is a big part of Lily's life.
I think I just remembered something. I think I left the faucet running.
Lily remembers being alone as a toddler for hours in front of the TV while her birth mother, who was addicted to drugs, left the house. Her adoptive mother, Susan Cooley, says the experience left Lily with serious anger issues.
Rage, just full-on rage and screaming. Calls from school, you know, having to pick her up because she had hit another child.
I have a hard time controlling my anger and my emotions, so I tend to sometimes cry a lot. I'll say stuff like, I hate you, and I tend to regret what I say, and I want to take it all back.
Lily says when she met McKennett after the concert, the singer encouraged her to just be herself.
Some people, they try to get you to talk a lot, and she was just, you know, if you don't want to talk, you don't have to.
McKennett says that she's always aware the children she helps may have feelings of low self-esteem.
They're always having to exist at the generosity of others. I try to highlight the point that sometimes the avenues of hope and possibility occur when you least expect them.
Melanie Barrier plans to keep following McKennett's national tour. She also wants to expand Music That Reclaims locally with a full-time music therapist for foster and adopted children in St. Louis. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.